B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Let's bring in the man who covers the Phillies. He's been covering for a long time for the Philadelphia Inquirer, Bob Brooker, over on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bob, last night was like a written script. Dad shows up in uniform and the kids go wild. What's it all mean?
Well, I think just for one night, it meant that the things went the Phillies' way, especially offensively, which hasn't happened much this season. It kind of reminded me of the first three games of the season against the Braves, where there was energy in the park. The offense did what we thought the offense was going to do when they brought in all these guys. As we know, that didn't last through the rest of the season. And now they've got a reboot here with Charlie Manuel. Obviously Charlie didn't go and say, make a lot of adjustments with the hitters, but for some reason, everything clicked last night. It probably helped that Cole Hamels was far from his best. In fact, it might have been the worst start of Cole's career. I don't think we can read too much into one night.
Okay, so it would be the bigger question, I guess. Is it an oversimplification to think that Charlie being here is going to transform this offense?
Yes, I think it is. And even Charlie kind of admitted that by saying, a team can get like this adrenaline rush or, when something new happens, you get that. But at some point, the norm sets in and you have to play through that. But, it's interesting. I'm working on a story. I talked to Greg Gross this week just about Charlie, and I'm working on something with that. And in the midst of talking to Greg Gross, he said, if these guys are so locked into analytics and so into, all this information, and here comes a guy who just says, hey, let's go have fun. That's it. You got something you want to ask me? Bounce it off me. I'll help you all I can. And maybe just to simplify things might not be a bad thing for this offense right now.
All right. Last night they were overly aggressive. There's a big stat. They swung on pitch one, pitch two, a large percentage of the time. Is that Charlie's quick influence? Is he puts the uniform on and that's the only thing he imparts last night? Or do you think that just happened?
I don't know because we didn't get a chance to talk to Charlie after the game. But if it was, it's smart because, the book on this team is that they're all, for the most part, with few exceptions, but are a bunch of patient hitters. And, throw strike one to them, put them in a hole, see what happens. To change things up, to be an aggressive team every once in a while would not be the worst thing in the world for this team. I don't know who gets the credit for it, but it was exactly right. They came out and it's that first inning, they just attacked. They attacked pitches, and, again, I think it helped. Cole Hamels' velocity was down yesterday. He admitted it. Joe Maddon admitted it. He was a little sick. So, I think it helped that Cole wasn't at his best. To think that every night is going to be like that, it would be crazy. But, again, I don't think it's a bad approach to every once in a while say, hey, let's go up there and attack fastballs early in the count.
All right. So, let's look at now, because we all know that if the Phillies are going to make this wild card, their offense has to do it. And we've been waiting all year for them to hit collectively, and we've been waiting all year for a guy like Bryce Harper to carry him for a little while, like the days that Ryan Howard used to do it. He looks like he's on a little bit of a roll. What are you seeing? What are they saying? What is he saying? Do you feel it right now that he is in this mode where he can carry this team through the rest of this month and into September?
Well, Bryce is funny because when we asked him about, the change, he said you never like to see anybody get fired. But Charlie Manuel seemingly is the kind of hitting instructor that Bryce Harper would like, because Bryce is like not a in the video room guy, pouring over every little detail of a pitcher. He likes to get up there and compete. And yes, we've been thinking all season, no matter who the hitting coach is, at some point Bryce Harper has to have some hot months for, throughout his career, that has been who he is. And we just haven't seen that great, great month from him yet. And it's due. I mean, it's really due. He's having an okay season for him, for his standpoint. If he was just some guy, we'd be saying, yeah, he's having a really good season, but he's not just some guy. But like you said, they need him to carry the offense. If this is going to happen, they need him And not just him. You know, they need Romuto has kind of been carrying the team lately. And, he was expected to have better offensive numbers in this ballpark. They need that, too. That's another thing they really need is for two or three guys all at once to get hot and sustain that for a week and a half or 2 weeks.
Talking to Bob Berkover, covers the Phillies for the Inquirer. Bob, in my opinion, hiring Charlie back was like a Middleton reaction piece. And so if we assume that, and I don't know if you assume that or not, Middleton is reacting, and something's got to change for the rest of this year because we're trying to get in the playoffs. What comes after? You know, if Charlie's on a temporary thing to impart a different philosophy of hitting, what comes after? Do they go back to the Maley approach? Because that's what they're teaching in the minor leagues right now.
It is, and it's a fascinating question. What I think should come after is, okay, now you've kind of opened a little can of worms here because they've been very resistant to having anybody from the Phillies' past having a whole lot of influence in what they're trying to do. Now you've let the past in a little bit. Maybe you let it in a little bit more, and maybe the key, everybody around baseball is trying to figure out how do we make analytics work best? And I think they've all tried to figure out how do we mix the old with the new. And maybe that is the best blend for the future of baseball to get to a happy medium here with the old school and the new school. Find that blend. And in order to do that, maybe the best thing for the Phillies right now as an organization and at the big league level is to maybe bring in those voices that you've been resistant of hearing a little bit. And keep your guys if you want, but mix it in a little bit. Mix it up a little bit.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All right, so best case scenario, Charlie Manuel's presence reignites the offense. They make a run. They do get the wild card, wherever that leads. That saves Kapler's job. But what does it say that maybe they would like to keep Charlie around as the hitting coach next year? Because that's the easy solution, right?
That would be the easy solution. That's all a matter of whether Charlie would want to do it. And, I don't even travel very much anymore. I did a trip to LA and San Diego earlier this year. I'm a much younger man than Charlie Manuel. That's a tough thing on a 75-year-old man. I mean, but we got it. Phil Regan's 82 in New York, and he's doing it. That's got to be all up to Charlie, whether he wants to go through that grind of the travel that's involved, the late nights that are involved. I mean, he's already at the ballpark often, a whole lot, almost every night when they're home.
Do you think Klentak would let that happen? Suppose Charlie does want to do it. Do you think Klentak would want to let that happen? It seems like an odd mix right now. I don't know if it would work in the front office to do that.
I'm going to go back to what you just said. Do you think John Middleton would let it happen?
Yeah. That's the presumption is that if Charlie lights his offense up, Middleton's going to want him to stay.
Yes, exactly. I don't think you were wrong about the Middleton influence here. So.
Okay. All right. So it is possible that Middleton, when Middleton wants Charlie to come back, Charlie's not going to refuse him because we know two things about Charlie. He loves hitting. He loves teaching hitting. The guy's going to ask him to teach it more. And the only thing is, can he put up with the travel?
That's the thing. And Charlie loves being around the ballpark. He's a baseball rat. I mean, no doubt about it. I could see a scenario where Charlie would say, "Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it for another year. You ask me, I'll do it." And he said all the right things the other day. He's here just for these 7 weeks, but I could see Charlie saying yes if this all works out and they become a wild card team, have have a little playoff success. Yeah, I can see.
Well,
I can see the scenario. He's back.
If that happens, that means Klentak's sucking on sour balls for an entire season. So,
but it also means he's the general manager of a team that made the playoffs.
True.
So,
so he's got
the worst thing in the world.
He's got to bite that bullet, I guess.
Yes, I mean, not all bedfellows are meant to be are perfect together, but you see, you go with what you got.
All right, Bob, your feeling right now, do they hang in there and get that spot? Or are you, like me, convinced that their pitching staff isn't good enough to do it anyway?
I'm with you on that. I don't think that there's two things. I don't think the pitching staff is good enough, and I think the schedule to wind up the season is this brutal, where you got to go to Atlanta and then to Cleveland and then to five in D.C., all against teams that are going to be wanting to win. And then after all that, you come home to finish out with the Marlins, and, of course, that might be the worst of it all for the Phillies. The way this season's gone.
Listen, Middleton's already made one change. If they fall off the cliff here, finish in fourth, what happens in the manager's seat?
I'd be surprised if there wasn't a change at that point. And that, you know, at that point, as John Middleton's got to decide whether, do I want to keep going forward in this course? I mean, you can change things and maybe try to get to that happy medium where you bring in a guy who's receptive to analytics, but not so overboard that, you know, it's the only thing about you. Try to find a guy who's been successful in using all the new information that's available in the best possible way to help a team, you know. And that's the decision Middleton's going to have to make at that point. He's got to just decide whether he thinks Gabe Kapler is the manager, take this team forward.
All right, Bob, always a pleasure, man. Thanks for coming on.
All right, take care, Mike.
There he is, Bob Brookover from the Inquirer.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.